This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I've been thinking about the First Amendment to our Constitution. In the last few podcasts, we've been looking at what I have called the Christian DNA in America's colonial years. We've been focusing especially on the Puritans, but as I explained, we saw a near flood of various Christian groups coming to and settling in America, mostly to escape religious persecution, but also to make a fresh start and to help build what many folks believed would be a true Christian civilization. Now, I've been thinking about the First Amendment because, well, let's just read it, why don't we? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This first of all of our amendments is the first of 10 amendments in what we call the Bill of Rights. Now, it names 5 things that Congress cannot do. And the first of these 5 Congress cannot do's is to make a law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Think of it this way. Freedom of religion was the first of the 5, which together make up the first of the 10. Our Congress and our first states deemed these first 10 amendments, this Bill of Rights, so critical that they had to be added to our Constitution immediately after it became the law of the land. What this tells me is that among all of our freedoms, our framers deemed the freedom of religion to be the most sacred and important. Let me reiterate, freedom of religion is the first among the 5 which make up the 1 that is the first among the 10. Stop and think about it. Click the pause button if you have to. This is important. Okay, if you're still listening, I'll assume you didn't click the pause button, or you clicked it, thought about my statement, and then clicked the play button again. So let's continue. I'm winding up here the 6th and, for now, last episode of the 6th episode arc of what I am calling America's Story, as I understand it. Oh, we're just getting started with America's Story. I'll have much, much more to talk about in many episodes to come. What I've attempted to do here in these first 6 is to lay a foundation of sorts. I wanted to plant in my listeners' minds and hearts the idea that America's beginnings are truly rich in Christianity. And more than that, I wanted you to understand that while I personally love and respect the Puritan contribution and believe it to be a significant one, I also want to communicate the idea that America's Christian beginnings are indeed diverse beginnings. I'm not foolish enough to believe that there were no non-Christian ventures and endeavors going on in colonial America. Of course there were. But I wanted to leave you with the understanding that Christianity played a very significant role in the shaping of early American culture. In the next 8 episodes, I'm going to tell you the story of how I came to call myself the Famished Patriot. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.